This is the Life Truth Network.
Quest for Our Truth, Episode 372.
Quest for Truth, presented by Protectorate Productions and HPN, Helpsley Podcast Network. Now located at life-truth.com. And now, here is your host, Keith Helpsley. Solving all your problems and making your dreams come true. I think I might shoot myself.
Hey everyone, this is your host Keith, and I've had a rough time getting this episode out this week. Hopefully it won't be late, but it could be later than anticipated. I had a little of a sinus problem this week. Sorry about that. I got to deal with it, so do you. with schedules with Nathan Cobble last week couldn't work out. Different appointments and things the last couple weeks have drawn either of us away from the microphone we usually record. I actually had a recording session lined up with a couple of Gen Zers to talk about God and the Bible and various things. But whenever I listened to the recording, it had the opening for just rambling around, and then it stopped. And that was it. I don't know what happened. But it didn't record at all. That was unfortunate. Maybe we could do it again sometime soon, but hey, it's hard to pin people down like that to talk into a microphone for me. I had another one, another little conversation with our former co-host, Chris the Wild Moose. And we got maybe only 5 minutes into it, and just there's so much noise, people walking through and talking loudly, and it's like, we just can't do this right now. So that didn't happen. Because I wanted to record something. And honestly, the stuff that I had recorded with Chris and my Gen Zers, it's been out there a lot in the past month. There's been a lot of podcasters going on about how, you know, Pride Month is so, well, Shame Month is what it really is. And all those indecent activities and stuff about the shootings, I guess, last month, and all these things. And that's what those conversations were about. Since nothing got saved from those conversations, I thought, you know, I keep a small archive of various notes that I've compiled, and I thought, you know, that would make a good podcast someday. So here I am. I found one of those. It was actually the first one on my list. It's called, what's it called? It's about being heretical. And I thought, you know, this is kind of a timely topic. Every once in a while in the Christian world, you hear one group of Christians pointing fingers and getting on the other one's cases. You know, back in the days of COVID, you had a certain Christian saying, get the shot, you need to love your neighbor, and other Christians saying, I ain't getting no shot, no, and taking chemicals that I don't know what they're from or going to do, or whatever the reason you would have. And we see recently with the Southern Baptist Convention, there's something of a rift there. I wouldn't call it as deep a divide as what some paint it to be. If you look at it from the secular lens, they realize that there's something going on there, but to them it's like, oh, you have a conservative group and a slightly less conservative group, and what's the big deal? Even the liberal group in the SBC is way too conservative for our measures. But when you think about it in the big scheme of things, it could be potentially big if it's not dealt with. And addressed. I know there's people who leave the SBC all the time. I recently saw a tweet on Twitter saying defund the SBC. I thought, well, that's a little difficult to do because they're not funded exactly through the individual churches. They're funded, it's a weird model actually. Individual churches have their regular tithes and offerings, and then they'll have two major offerings in the year, one at Christmas, one at Easter. And the one offering will support foreign missions, and the other offering supports home missions. That, of course, it's, they're not called that anymore, but they used to be for decades. The IMDB, International Mission Board, and the NAM, in North American Mission Board. And there's some real problems that are growing up in there. And of course, if you live in SBC world, you're not going to hear about it because they like to paint things with a rosy brush. If you're involved with any of the missions groups for young boys, young girls, you're getting stories and accounts of, you know, actual missionary in the field. There'll be a write-up, there'll be an article, and which is good because you're getting, through this, at least in one article, you're getting connected to a real person doing real work somewhere in the real world, which is really what it should be about. And I think by doing that, hey, people think, hey, this is the greatest thing in the world. We can give our money to this group, and they'll send it to this foreign missionary, and it'll go right into the hands of, you know, that man right there over there in a country in South America or something. And of course, what never gets addressed is some of the, well, we'll just say corruption that happens between point A and point B. Now, I haven't heard as much with the international stuff as with the North American Mission Board, and a lot of it, I understand, has to do with church planting. And I've heard some scandalous things about that in the recent year or so. And I would believe that it's all about business models and corporate business plans and whatnot. And it's a tough thing to expose because, of course, the SBC is not going to do that. And you, and of course, if you're part of the missionary group, you're not going to tell people about that because they're not going to fund you anymore. So it's difficult to find out about that sometimes unless it gets an outside third-party look.
Welcome to Thoroughly Equipped, a podcast for women where we compare the popular women's ministry teachings, books, conferences, Bible studies, etc. to Scripture. Our focus is 2 Timothy 3, 16-17, that all Scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so the man or woman of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. I am your host, Melba Toast. May this episode bless you and bring glory to God. Welcome, ladies. I pray you are in His Word. Ladies, if you are interested in the transcript for this episode, you can go to ttew.org. You can find other great resources, articles, blogs, and videos that may bless you in your Christian walk, as well as links to follow me on social media. If you wish to contact me, you can email me at thoroughlyequipped316@gmail.com. Again, the website address is ttew.org. Thoroughly Equipped is part of Striving for Eternity's Christian podcast community. Striving for Eternity is a Christ-centered ministry focused on equipping people for eternity by assisting Christians to have an eternal perspective on life. They strive to bring evangelism, discipleship, apologetics, and Christian living together for the purpose of eternal preparation by exalting God, edifying and equipping the saints, and evangelizing the lost. They provide speakers, online articles, online courses, books, podcasts, and other theological resources, all centered on God's Word. To find out more, go to strivingforeternity.org. And to listen to other podcasts, go to podcast.strivingforeternity.org. I pray that their resources bless you as they have blessed me, as we live our lives day by day, praising and glorifying God.
Welcome to Street Talk Theology with Pastor Dominic Grimaldi. Pastor Dom went from a life of organized crime to federal prison. There, God saved him and set him free. Soon after his release, he attended seminary and received his master's degree and is now the senior pastor of Desert Sky Baptist Church, where he serves with a passion for biblical theology right here in Casa Grande. Now let's join our host, Pastor Dominic Grimaldi.
Pastor Dominic Grimaldi here with Street Talk Theology, where we take theology and we bring it to the streets. How's everybody doing this morning? Nice morning here in Arizona. I'll keep us in prayer. I'll keep you guys in prayer. This is Pastor Dominic Grimaldi, Street Talk Theology. We take theology and we bring it to the streets. God bless you.
Thank you for joining us for Street Talk Theology with Pastor Dominic Grimaldi. You can visit Pastor Dom at Desert Sky Baptist Church at 891 West Corson Road, Casa Grande. And for more information, visit us online at www.desertskybaptist.org.
Main topic.
But anyway, the back on our topic here is about being heretical. What does that mean? You hear people called out, "Are you heretic?" It means you believe differently than I do. You're one of those people down at that Methodist church down the street, and I'm a Baptist. You guys believe this horrible thing. You're heretical. Well, that's not entirely what it means. If someone is or may not be heretical, to what point should we continue to fellowship with them or not? The word itself means to be at odds or contrary to a belief. Now, it doesn't take much looking around, and you have people like, Joel Osteen, who is wildly criticized for his happiness message. It's all one-sided, and he seems to be wishy-washy on points where he should be strong. There's some other ones, I guess Joyce Myers and some others, Beth Moore, who are pointed at for being at odds with a belief. But before we get done, we'll circle back on that. But if you open your Bible to Luke 9, 49 and 50, and this would be the ESV, English Standard Version, I'll be reading from. It says, "John answered, 'Master, we saw someone casting out demons in your name, and we tried to stop him because he does not follow with us.'" Verse 50, Jesus said to them, "Do not stop him, for the one who is not against you is for you." So think about that. Is someone like Joel Osteen, are they against you? Person there in a Baptist church, is he doing anything against your doctrine? Now, you may have doctrines that are outside of what he might teach, and they're saying, Methodists will be different than Baptists, Presbyterians will be different from Episcopalians. There's some differences there, but in the mission of growing the church and spreading the gospel, are they against you? Because there's a really important distinction here. Whenever Jesus says, the one who is not against you is for you. Jesus is talking to me, the human being. If I see somebody over there doing a work for Christ, and they're doing a work for Christ, are they against me? No, they're not against me. They're doing a work for Christ. They may not be doing that the same way I would be doing it, but they're still winning souls for Christ. So that means they're not against me. May not be for me, but they're not against me. Now let's continue with that thought. Heresy is also a departure from orthodoxy. Orthodoxy means right teaching or correct teaching. So as we look in scriptures for that, it's very related to what we just said. In fact, in Matthew 12:30, whoever is not with me is against me, and whoever does not gather with me scatters. It's almost exactly the same wording if you look in Luke 11:23. Whoever is not with me is against me, and whoever does not gather with me scatters. Now here, the me is Jesus. It's not me, the human. It's me, Jesus. So let's say it this way. Whoever is not with Jesus is against Jesus. See the difference there? If someone out there is winning souls to the kingdom and they're not Keith, they may not be for me, but they're not against me if they're doing that. But Jesus says, if you are not with Jesus, you're against Jesus. If you are not gathering with Jesus, you're scattering. There's a nuance there in what is actual heresy. It's not heresy if someone just is doing it in a different method or a different style or a different whatever to get people in the kingdom. It is heresy if you are out there against the work that Jesus has us to do. There's a concept of being in denial of core Christian belief, denial or doubt of Christian belief, is sometimes considered a heresy. And we can find a scripture reference here, Philippians 1:15-18. Some indeed preach Christ from envy and rivalry, but others from goodwill. All right, you notice that motivation. One group preached out of envy and rivalry, and one group preached out of goodwill. Let's continue on with these verses here in 16. The latter do it out of love, knowing that I am put here for the defense of the gospel. In other words, the latter group, those who preach out of goodwill, do it because they know Paul is there to defend the gospel. In verse 17, the former proclaim Christ out of selfish ambition, not sincerely, but thinking to afflict me in my imprisonment. In other words, they are envious, they're rivalrous, they're contentious, they're self-centered. It's a competition. We can do a one-up on this guy if we make him look bad. He's in prison. We can make our numbers, attendance, and tithing look better. That's not it. What it's supposed to be, at least. Moving on, verse 18. What then? Only that in every way, whether in pretense or in truth, Christ is proclaimed, and in that I rejoice. And yes, I will rejoice. So again, getting back to rival factions, people like the Joel Osteen types, who people like to criticize him, who's covered his really lightweight theology for the factions in SBC who are trying to pull things to the progressive side. They're trying to water down the theology, and that's very true. There's a lot of churches over the past century who have greatly drifted to the more left and progressive side of watered down theology, making it more about what man thinks and not what God says. And but the point is, you know, even somebody with a candy coated gospel like Joel Osteen has, you can still win people to Christ. You can still be won to Christ in a chandelier swinging Pentecostal church. You can still come to Christ as a Catholic. You can still come to Christ, whether you're Presbyterian or whoever. But once you have crossed that line, we'll say, once you become regenerated, you really need to look for strong theology. I mean, hey, a baby's born, yay, but it doesn't stay a baby. It's going to grow. Whenever it's born, it's going to be cared for by the mother and either nursed or given a bottle or whatever. But eventually it's going to grow. You're not going to feed your baby a bottle when they're 18 years old. It doesn't work that way. They're going to get older and they need more substantial food. And if you only want to keep them on that bottle, well, there's a good chance they could become malnourished and shrivel up and die. Who wants that? Who wants to have a kingdom full of babies? Well, I guess they'd be in the kingdom. But that's not the goal. The goal is to have some mature Christians. But anyway, I've always said that there are bad churches, church groups, denominations, whatever you want to call it, movements. There are bad ones, and there are good ones. There are good people, and even the bad churches, and there's bad people, even in the ones that have a known sound theology. Most of the Southern Baptists have long enjoyed the reputation of that. I will say in the last probably 15, 20 years, they've kind of taken a downhill slide in the leadership. Anyway, to continue on with a short discussion of heresy and they kind of wrap things to a point here, is it's a heresy is different from a schism or a schism. I think someone said it's the right way to pronounce it. I don't know. I always call it schism. It's different from that. We find in Mark 9:41. For truly I say to you, whoever gives you a cup of water to drink because you belong to Christ will by no means lose his reward. So what this is saying there is, if you're a Christian and you help out a brother, you're not going to lose your reward. I mean, you're not going to lose your reward if you don't help him out in a schism. You're not going to lose your reward, but you may lose out on an extra reward by taking part in a schism when there's no call for it. And it doesn't make you any less of a Christian or saved to deny, especially a fellow Christian, a little bit of slack, especially something that they need, like a cold drink of water on a hot day. But that's not heresy. It just means you might be a jerk, but it's not heresy. Another thing is, heresy is different from apostasy. Now, compare those two. A schism is just like, I'll give you the cold shoulder today, I don't like you. But apostasy means to apo, away from, stasis, to stand. So you're standing apart, you're standing away from. 1 Corinthians 12:3. Therefore, I want you to understand that no one speaking in the Spirit of God ever says that Jesus is accursed, and no one can say Jesus is Lord except in the Holy Spirit. And this just doesn't mean uttering those words, because if it did, I wouldn't be able to read that. my tongue would have been tied in the middle. It means, do you believe that? Do you believe it from the heart if you was to say that Jesus is accursed? Do you believe it from the heart when you say Jesus is Lord? Because if you are in apostasy, you might say the words, oh, Jesus is Lord, and roll your eyes or have an attitude like I'm doing right now. That may be what your attitude is. Apostasy is a thing unto its own. It's not heretical. It just means you need to be saved or you're going to end up in your ultimate destination we all are destined for without the saving grace of salvation through Christ. And so those are just a few points that I wanted to bring up regarding the topic of heretical, and some things of what it is and what it's not, some nuances of what it means and what it doesn't mean. And sometimes it gets used when you mean something else. But anyway, that's what I got. And I should probably wrap this all up right after a quick word from our friends over there at the Christian Podcast Community.org.
Hi, this is Jonathan coming to you from my walk-in closet in the small town of Mannheim, Pennsylvania. Welcome to Small Town Theologian, a show devoted to digging into the Heidelberg Catechism and ecumenical creeds, not just to better understand foundational truths, but to seek to apply them to the rhythm of everyday life. May your life be shaped by what you learn. I'd love for the show to reach more people. If you listen on Apple Podcasts, would you please rate the show? Also, share the podcast with a friend. Thanks for supporting the show.
Welcome to the Abundant Life Podcast, bringing you encouragement and challenging believers to spiritual change and growth by applying biblical principles to everyday life. And now your hosts, Sasso Mendez and Ben Ariano.
Welcome, everybody, to the Abundant Life Podcast. I'm here with my good friend and faithful servant in the faith, Sasso Mendez.
Hello, hello. What's going on out there? YouTube and radio waves.
Land.
Radio land.
But we really want this content to go out. We want people to know Amen. About Jesus and the truth. And Amen. So, go ahead and rate us if you can. Give it a rating. If not, just at least subscribe if you would. If you would subscribe, that way you're aware of when we drop a new episode. Check us out on Instagram, Twitter. Give us a like on Facebook. And we just want to thank you guys for your support. And we'll see you in the next
2 weeks coming up.
It's going to be good. Don't miss it. Thanks, guys. We love you guys. We'll
love
see you.
Thank you. Bye. Until next time.
Thank you for listening to the Abundant Life Podcast. We pray you were blessed by today's episode. Please visit us online at abundantlife.fm. Until next time, may God bless you.
Our show for this week. Thanks for putting up with my sinus problems. I don't know what it's all about, but hey, thanks for listening, and come back next week. I'm pretty sure we'll be back around to our next Truth Exposed. I gotta check my calendar to make sure. But tell a friend about us, and thanks for listening.
Visit life-truth.com, where you can find all our shows. Leave a message or call our voicemail number at 401-753-4844. Find us on Facebook at facebook.com/lifetruthpage. Follow us on Twitter at HNCAST. Everything Nathan Caldwell does can be found at facebook.com/protectorsofthebook. Music on the show is used by permission of Kevin Zerbe at Zerbinator. www.truthtalktheology.wordpress.com. May the word of Christ dwell in you richly. May you find everything you need. And if you don't know Jesus, your greatest need is a Savior. Thanks for listening.